Zakta Mishnah Vayitra Masechtas Erevin Perik Aleph Mishnah Zayin. We continue to discuss the lechi. The lechi is the pole. According to the Chacham, you need one. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you need two on both sides of the mavui. In the previous Mishnah, we learned how high it has to be, how wide or thick. What about what it has to be made out of? So our Mishnah tells us, again, Perik Aleph Mishnah Zayin, Makoil Eisin Lachayin. You can use anything as poles. Makoil with anything, Eisin, you can make Lachayin the poles. Now here's a chiddush. Afilu even bedavar sheyesh by ruach chayim. Even with something that's alive. So you can take an animal and place it at the entrance to the alley, and that's my lechi. The Gemara explains it's talking about where the animal is tied in such a way that it can't move or it can't lie down. But Rabbi Yaisi Iser, Rabbi Yaisi says, no, this is Aser. You can't take an animal. What if the animal dies? And then it won't be high 10 tefachim. He won't realize it. He's going to rely on this. He's going to think, oh, I have a lechi over there. Vayitra zakta mishnah. Umetame mishum goilu. Let's explain this. Let's say I take an animal and I use it to cover a caver. That's called goilu. Goilu means the cover of a caver. Something which is a goilu becomes an av hatuma. And that has some very strict halachas. Now, if you use something as a goilu, it's always going to be an avatum, even though right now you're not using it to cover the caver anymore. So if the animal was used for the cover of a caver, even if right now it was taken away, but if a person or a keli would touch it, that's as if he came into contact with an oil hames. Akalpanim, that's the first shita. Rameir, on the other hand, says, no. If you use an animal for a goyel, it doesn't make anything tame. Remeir holds, any mechitza that's alive is not a mechitza. Well, just like it wouldn't be metama if you made it into a goyel, for that same reason it wouldn't be good as a lechi. Because if it's not a mechitza for tuma, it's not a mechitza for hilcha Shabbos. Vayitra zakta mishnah, according to one sheet, you know what else you can do with an animal? V'kaisvin olav gitei nashim. You can write a get. A get that a man would give to his wife, he can write it on an animal. But that means he would have to give her the entire animal. Rabbi Yaisi Aglili says that that get would be a pasala get. Because the Torah says, because of la sefer, and we learn, ma sefer ein bay ruach chayim, av kol she ein bay ruach chayim. Just like a sefer is not alive, you can't give her a get on anything that is alive. In this case, the halacha is like the Tanakama. The Batanuna brings something interesting, which the Gemara discusses. If a person would write a get on the horn of a cow, he has to give her the entire cow. If he writes the get on the horn of the cow, then he has to take off the horn, cut off the horn, then that would not be a kosher, a get. Okay, quickly chazring over, what did we learn in this Mishnah? We learned that you can make the poles with anything, even according to the Tanakhama, with something that has a Ruach Chaim. Rabbi Yaisi disagrees. If an animal was made into the cover of a caver, it would be metama like an avatoma. Rav Meir says no, it would be tahar, because Rav Meir holds it's not a mechitza, and it wouldn't be a mechitza for Hilchos Shabbos as well. According to the first sheet, you can write a get on an animal, provided that he gives her the entire animal, and Rabbi Yaisi Aglili says no, you can't.